This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. There is news this morning that filings for unemployment benefits fell very sharply last week. Normally, that would be a useful sign about an improving labor market, but there is a caveat here, a big one, and for that caveat, we turn to Diane Swonk, chief economist at Mesirow Financial in Chicago. Morning, Ms. Swonk.
Good morning.
What's wrong with this weekly jobless statistic?
Well, there was two states that didn't report because of computer glitches, which means these numbers, you basically throw them out. The underlying trend is in the right direction, but these numbers really just don't mean all that much.
So that little statistic's not going to dominate in the markets today. What is dominating is a kind of wait-and-see attitude, Diane, about whether or not the Federal Reserve will ratchet back its buying of bonds to stimulate the economy. In fact, you got some insight into this from really the horse's mouth.
I certainly did, yes. John Williams, it's in San Francisco. He gave a speech on Monday.
And he's one of the members of the Federal Reserve?
He is one of the members, and he's very influential in terms of his intellect. He's very smart, and he's really worried about the unintended consequences, the bubbles that may be forming. The Fed doesn't want to, you know, cure one problem and create a bigger problem down the road. That's one of the things he's worried about, of this big balance sheet. And one of the things he said in the Q&A was, listen, the Fed would never intended for QE infinity, and clearly some people in the markets thought that's what it was. And in fact, he even remarked that he was somewhat reassured that the recent backup in yields had undone some potential bubbles in the markets. Maybe they unraveled some things that could have been very bad down the road.
Diane Swonk, chief economist, Mesirow Financial in Chicago. Thank you.
Thank you.